With the frenzy surrounding DIY charcuterie, these days it's easy to wear yourself out, bouncing from making pancetta to ham to sausage to pâtés to bacon. Well, Ryan Farr, chef and founder of San Francisco's 4505 Meats and author of the book Sausage Making, simplifies things by focusing on just one thing, sausage. Contributor David Leet gets the skinny on this true gateway food.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure.
So we are going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, which is sausage making. So can you just kind of tell me, if a cook wanted to start making sausage, what are those essential tools that they would need to be able to do it?
Well, a lot of the tools are not so much the actual physical tool as it is kind of preparation, thinking about what you're going to be doing. And then obviously you're going to need cold meat and sharp knives. When you're grinding meat, you really want to make sure that your grinder is not, it doesn't have a dull blade or a dull die, because that's really going to kind of smash the cells of the meat, and you really want to kind of retain that cell structure as much as possible, because that's what's going to hold that fat and juice in there. It's going to give you as much flavor as possible. But to go back to your question, really simple, you know, a good grinder. If you don't have a grinder, then you can go to your local butcher shop, you know, preferably somebody, butcher shop that, you know, you have a good relationship with the butcher, and you know the meat is nice and fresh and preferably not frozen. And then really you just need meat, salt, and you really need to have a little bit of liquid when you're making sausage, and that can be anything from water, a little water and wine, or just beer.
And why liquid? What does the liquid do?
Liquid helps the protein suspend the fat in the sausage. So you kind of want to think of sausage as an emulsified product. Water really helps that protein hold that fat and suspend that fat. And the more water and the protein that you have, the more fat you can put in to a point.
Okay. In your book, you have a very good step-by-step master technique that takes you through, with photographs, how to make sausage. Can you just briefly tell us, from beginning to end, what are the essential steps that go into making a great sausage?
So it's key to have nice, good, cold meat. And and when you grind it, it's nice and a clean grind. And then having a lot, all your ingredients ready to go once you grind, so your meat doesn't warm up too much. And we put all your ingredients in that sausage and you just mix it lightly with your hand. If you don't want to mix it by your hand, you can use a KitchenAid. Usually say to do about 50 rotations. And then once you make your sausage, the key thing is you want to go ahead and try a little bit. We like to cook a little patty on a nonstick pan so we can taste the salt level. And so once you taste it, if it's good, then you're good to go. So you can go ahead and put it into the sausage casing, which would be, you know, you have choices of a sheep casing and a hog casing. And then it goes up different sizes depending on what type of sausage you want to make. Or you can just make a patty. There are some sausages that are better, like the maple bacon breakfast sausage. That's a killer sausage. It's great as a breakfast patty. And then there's a, you know, a hot dog recipe that you could make into a patty, but it's more designed to be inside of a sheep casing. It's nice and snappy. And
exactly. You want a hot dog to look like a hot dog.
Exactly.
Then, Ryan, can you give us some tips for those people who want to use casings? For some people, they find it very hard.
Absolutely. They are pretty challenging, especially when they get kind of knotted up and tangled. Hopefully, you have a local butcher where you can go to, or a source where you can get these casings pretty easily. And once you do receive them, let them sit and water in your fridge overnight. And that's really going to help them pull some of that salt out, because they are cured in salt, so they're preserved. That'll help pull some salt out, and they'll be more pliable. When you're about to use them, go ahead and let them sit in some room temperature water. That kind of warms them up a little bit, and that also makes it a little bit more pliable. And once you have them on the nose of your stuffer, you want to use a fair amount of water on, you know, I just use like a cookie tray or a marble countertop, or if you have a stainless steel table, use a lot of water, sprinkle it on the casings and on the table, because that's going to allow it to move freely and not get kind of sticky. And
that's as it comes off of the nose and you're starting to make the links.
That's correct.
Excellent.
And then once I do have a coil after I stuff, I look around. If I see some air pockets, I'll go ahead and just poke those pockets. I'm not a fan of just randomly poking all over the sausage. I like to go ahead and just poke wherever I do see air pockets.
One of the things I've noticed when I've made sausage is that a lot of times when they're sliced, they explode out of their slice of casing. Is that because there wasn't enough pricking going on? There wasn't enough letting the air out of the sausage when it was made?
That actually is a result of cooking the sausage too fast, at too high of a heat. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a couple things that you can do. One, you just cook, you know, let's say you're grilling it, you just grill it on a cooler part of your grill. You can go ahead and sear it and get a good color on the hotter part, but then move it to a more kind of indirect heating spot on your grill and just let it slowly cook. Mm-hmm. Something else you can do that's really fun is the poaching technique.
Yes.
Is you can take a six-pack of beer, put it in the pot with a bunch of onions, bring it to a simmer, go ahead and carefully lay your sausages in that beer, bring it back to a simmer, cover it, let it sit for about 15 minutes, and then you can go ahead and just char it on your grill, and it's good to go. And you take those onions out, put it on a toasted bun. It's a really great way. And you can do that about an hour in advance, too.
Well, Ryan, this has been fascinating. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. This has been great.
Ryan Farr is the founder of 4505 Meats in San Francisco and is the author of Sausage Making. David Leet is the publisher of the website Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now, check out Ryan's recipe for maple bacon breakfast sausage on the website, splendidtable.org.